Blessed are
the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed
are the meek, for they shall inherit.
Today, tomorrow, and forever media. Using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
Blessed
are the merciful.
Hello, this is Carol Monaco of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media with another edition of our Mission Improbable podcast series. Today, January 3rd, 1871, I am with the Little Sisters of the Poor in Philadelphia. The sisters arrived in the City of Brotherly Love at the end of August, and they have been warmly welcomed here. They may be installed in three brand new adjoining houses in the city's best neighborhood, but the Little Sisters are living here with the same simplicity and austerity that we have seen in their other foundations. The Catholic and Protestant newspapers alike have published stories recommending them to the people of this great city, and the sisters tell us that people of all faiths and nationalities have come to their aid. One of the most notable donations received so far was from an old man who appeared on their doorstep one day, walking gingerly with two canes. He gave the sisters a donation of $100, and when asked his name, he refused to give it, humbly responding, "Just call me a friend of the poor. Pray to the good God for me, and I'll come see you again." Then he disappeared. Among the most faithful benefactors of the Little Sisters here are two prominent families, the Bouviers and the Drexels. For those 21st century listeners to our podcast, you will no doubt recognize these names. First Lady Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis was also a member of the illustrious Bouvier clan, and the Drexel name is associated with two universities and numerous other institutions, not to mention a canonized saint, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Mrs. Emma Bouvier Drexel has shown the Little Sisters great generosity since their arrival in this city. She is the second wife of Francis Drexel, an investment banker and partner of J.P. Morgan. He is one of the wealthiest and most prominent men in Philadelphia, but he lost his first wife shortly after she gave birth to their second child, Catherine. His new wife Emma's charitable activities are well known all over the city. Two or three times a week, Mrs. Drexel opens the family home on Walnut Street to distribute shoes, clothing, rent assistance, and even burial funds to the city's poor. She provides for orphans and obtains medical care for the sick. She encourages Elizabeth and Catherine, the two oldest girls from Mr. Drexel's first marriage, along with Louise, the youngest, to roll up their sleeves and do their share in serving the poor, even pitching in their own allowance money. We are very honored to have the three Drexel girls here today with us, as they have come here with a special Christmas gift for the Little Sisters. Girls, Mother Superior told me that you brought her a very generous and original gift, something you put together yourselves. Can you tell me about it? Elizabeth, you are the oldest. Was this your idea?
Well, actually, no. I'm 13, but it was Catherine's idea. She's 12.
Tell me more. Catherine, what was your idea?
My first idea was to give all the toys I received for Christmas to the old people here to make them happy. I told my mother what I wanted to do, but she said that it wouldn't be very practical because the old people wouldn't want to play with toys and dolls and things like that. So then I thought maybe I could sell all the toys and other beautiful gifts I had received for Christmas and give the money to the Little Sisters, so that they could buy whatever they wanted that the old people needed.
Elizabeth, what did you think of your sister's idea?
I thought it was a nice idea. I wish I had thought of it. We are very blessed, and we receive so many toys each Christmas that we can't even play with them all. My mother has taken us to visit the little sisters and their old people several times, and we have kind of fallen in love with them, so I was happy to do something for them.
What about you, Louise? Were you happy to give away your Christmas presents?
Well, yes, except for my favorite doll. Mother said I could keep that, but we didn't give them away. We sold them for money. And not play money, but real money.
Who did you sell your things to? And how much money did you make, if you don't mind my asking?
We sent the word around to our friends and the people in our parish that we were going to have an after-Christmas sale at our house. A lot of people came, so we sold almost everything we had gathered up. There were a few things left over, but we gave them to families who come for food each week. You should have seen how happy those poor children were.
So you made a lot of money for the little sisters?
Yes, almost $100.
For those of you 21st century listeners, $100 in 1870 would be equivalent to over $1,700 today. Those must have been some pretty nice Christmas presents. That was very generous of you girls. What inspired you to do something like this?
Our mother tells us that there is no greater Christian duty than to share with those less fortunate, because Jesus loved the poor and identifies with them. Yes, it might seem funny, but it actually makes us happier to give gifts than to receive them. And Mother says that those who receive much are expected to give much.
And what else has your mother taught you about charity?
Mother says that even though we give to the poor every week from our home, some people are unable to come that far, or maybe they are too proud to come and ask for help, so we should seek them out and give them what they need.
Yes, but Mother says we should always do it quietly, so no one else knows.
Mother says that kindness is really unkind if it leaves a sting behind.
What did she mean by that?
I think that what Mother means is that even the poor still have their dignity and their self-respect, so we should never humiliate them when we are helping them. We should always be respectful and discreet, never calling attention to the fact that we have more than they do.
When the poor came to our house, if they bring their children along, Mother sometimes lets me play with them.
Your mother sounds like a remarkable woman.
She's the best mother in all Philadelphia.
Being around the sisters, girls, have you ever thought about becoming a sister someday?
Tell her, Catherine. Well, sometimes I think about it, but I think I'd like to become a cloistered sister. I've read about the Carmelites and the Visitation Sisters, and I think their way of life is so beautiful, praying and singing all day.
What do your parents think of that, Catherine?
I haven't really told them yet.
They're going to know now, Catherine. The whole world is going to know.
Oops, I guess you're right, Elizabeth. Well, I did tell Father in confession once, but he said I'm still too young to make a decision like that, and I should pray about it until I'm older, at least until after I've had my coming out.
I'm sure God will give you a sign if he wants you for himself, Catherine. Maybe he is saving you for a work that has not been founded yet. That's what he did with the foundress of the Little Sisters of the Poor. He called her to found a brand new community.
That sounds too hard for me. I think I'll just keep praying about it, like Father said.
That sounds like a plan. And maybe you should tell your parents, too. Girls, our time is running out. But I want to thank you for visiting with us today. Before we go, if there are any girls your age listening to our podcast, do you have anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, I'd like to say to kids my age that if you have a chance to help others, you should really do it, because it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yes, and whatever we do for the poor, we do it for Jesus Christ himself.
There you have it. Words of advice from a future saint. Wrapping up another Mission Improbable podcast, I'm Carol Monaco with Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of the heavenly King.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
I'm going home to get my reward. Oh,